swinging over to Bronson Schools this morning for our monthly checkup on the things happening for the Vikings with Superintendent of Schools Jim Motter, who joins us on the line as the school year now. I mean, you kind of see the end of the school year ahead. It's not there just yet, but it's kind of right around the corner. And Jim, heard the announcement that you'll be stepping down at the end of the school year as well. So you got a lot of stuff still to get finished up here, along with the rest of the district here in the next couple of months, right?
Oh, that's for sure, Ken. I said that there's no right time to do this because there's always things going on, and I just hate to leave things unfinished. But that's sometimes the way it's got to be. So yeah. I'm not anxious, but I'm just trying to get as many things wrapped up as I can.
There you go. Transition time now, and that means it's kind of a busy time for the school board. Not only obviously mounting a new search for a new superintendent, but a lot of other things, and it kind of an ongoing, which is looking at facilities in the Bronson School District.
That's correct. We don't have any millage to help us out with our facilities, and so we have to take things from the general fund, and so consequently, we've deferred some of our maintenance projects, and we're just looking at ways that we can possibly get some of those things repaired and updated and so on. We're working right now with Honeywell Incorporated to look at a potential energy project and get some of those things under way. But actually, their study shows that our buildings are pretty efficient, and there's not a whole lot of savings to be gained by, you know, some of the energy-type things that many schools undertake.
Right. Well, a busy, busy calendar for not only you and the school board, but everybody else in the district, from kids on up to the teachers and advisors, things like the St. Joe Valley Quiz Bowl Tournament.
Right. We had, last Monday evening, we had the SJV Quiz Bowl Tournament at Bronson High School. We had, of course, there's four teams in our league right now, and they all sent two or three teams, and so we had probably 9 to 12 teams participating, and it's always a fun event.
All right. Also, Anderson Elementary Tuesday with their Literacy Night event. So Wednesday, you had some of the students there for the SJV All-Academic Team Banquet at Sturgis Young Auditorium, so that's kind of neat. And then last night, Kindergarten Roundup, trying to get your numbers set for next year, and pretty good turnout for that, right?
Yes. We actually had 56 registrants last night, and that's not a huge number, but it's more than we had initially last year. And you never know who's going to come through the door in September at the start of school, but at least it's a little bit better indicator than we sometimes get.
Yeah, well, you get a lot of people coming through the door tomorrow because it is the annual Science Olympia that you guys have hosted for a number of years. That is just a really neat event for kids and their parents across Branch County.
It is. We host that at our junior senior high school, and it begins pretty early in the morning, and will be ending mid-afternoon. And we pretty well packed the gym with students, parents, and grandparents, friends of families, and so on. And they come to watch those events. The kids work really hard, and it's neat to see the smiles on their faces when they are successful performing well in any of these particular projects.
Yeah, it focuses on the academic end of things, so that's kind of cool too. But also, the arts get a little push this weekend because the hills are alive with the sound of music.
That's right. We have a lot of students involved in the Sound of Music production this weekend, and we've had three or four of our faculty members working real hard with our students to get them ready. And we had a little bit of a preview of a couple of the numbers at our board meeting this month, and I'm really looking forward to that. It should be a great time.
Also, most of the schools around the state of Michigan are really gearing up, as you are in the Bronson School District at Ryan, because March is Reading Month.
That's right. We've had a good month. We've had, of course, Reading Across Branch County. We had a lot of people come in and read to our children. In fact, I was just over this week on Wednesday and read to one of the fifth grade classrooms, and that was a great time to emphasize the importance of reading and so on. And Monday we have author Barbara Morrow coming in to Ryan to do a presentation for all the children. So It's been a very good month. Of course, every month is reading month, but we emphasize it in March.
Yeah, parents get really involved in the schools, too. You got a couple of projects going right now. Of course, the Anderson PTO, they're working on what, a parking lot project?
Yes. Our parking lot and our drive over at Anderson is sometimes can be a little frustrating. We have during drop-off times and pick-up times in the afternoon. It's just very crowded. There's not a lot of parking area, and so they're working diligently to raise some funds to help us expand that lot and refurbish it and maybe get it remarked and so on so that the traffic flow is better and basically to be much more safe for the children.
Yeah, and speaking of which, there's actually a group called Viking Safe Play that's working on a playground project.
That's correct, and they're working for both the Anderson and the Ryan Elementary to refurbish our playgrounds. And they just came up with a neat fundraising idea this last week or so here. They're collecting plastic lids, and they have a display where they set it up. They were at the trade show on Saturday and showing all the different plastic lids, and I'm thinking, my word, we have most of those, you know. And so you don't realize it, but and they collect all of these. They have barrels at each of the elementaries, and then they can turn them in and get credit toward some plastic, recycled plastic equipment. It's really a good program.
All right. Also, the Bronson Area Youth Program is a big part of helping kids after school, that little extra help push they need sometimes during the summer, and they've got a fundraiser coming up as well at the Chicago Street School.
That's right. We collaborate very closely with the Bronson Area Youth Program. And Saturday, March 29th, a week from tomorrow, is a big day for them because a lot of their funding comes from this benefit auction. And they've got some really neat items that they're auctioning off this year. They've got some Tiger memorabilia, Detroit Tigers, that is, and they have some season passes for football and things like that for Trine University, for Western Michigan University, and there's going to be a performance by a benefit performance, which is really nice.
Delbert Walling and Haley Smith, right?
Yeah. Yes, Delbert Walling, right, and Haley. And, of course, Haley is a Bronson High School graduate, and so it's always nice to have her come back. And then we also have some of our students perform. Our honors choir from the elementary school will perform that morning. There's a breakfast available for everyone starting at 8:30. And it's just by donation, and then the auction after.
Lots of things happen in the Bronson School District this time of year. Jim, thanks, and if I do want to talk to you before spring break, have a wonderful spring break. We'll talk to you after then, all right?
All right. Thank you very much, Ken. Have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Jim Moddert, Superintendent of Bronson Community Schools, with us this morning. Kind of an update on things happening in Bronson here. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.